This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
What's good, San Diego? Welcome in on this Thursday afternoon. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Zello, Matt Scraby. In different parts of the United States, I'm here in Denver. They are there in lovely San Diego. And we get you guys for 3 hours today. Roundtable will follow our show. Then we'll be followed by the Scraby Chronicles. And we commence to talk about the Padres. I assume Padres lose 2 of 3 in New York, 3 minus 1 inning, 3 really well-played baseball games, especially last night. It was a classic pitcher's duel. And unfortunately, in the end, the Yankees out-executed the Padres in the extra inning frame, and Padres lose a tough one. But there was at least one positive, if we are counting on one from a loss, and that was Dylan Cease's performance. That was his best pitching performance of the year. He put it all together. And overall, you know, Padres handled Mr. Judge there as well as you possibly could. He had the one homer, which was the one hit he had in the series. Outside of that, they did a fantastic job of really pitching throughout that series. As I said, the seventh on game two with Mordejon and Peralta got away. But outside of that, very well played series. Two really good teams. At least while I was in New York, discussions of, you know, see you in October, wink, wink, because both of those teams put on a pretty good show there, even though the weather was quite crappy.
Yeah, but they got through all three games, right? Instead of you still having to be there and playing a doubleheader today, you were able to get out of there and get into Denver. Yeah, it's interesting, Tony. They handled Aaron Judge well. Unfortunately, they couldn't handle Trent Grisham.
Nobody has this
right?
year, apparently.
I mean, he's got a look. The guy has a 1,016 OPS. It's Trent Grisham we're talking about with 10 home runs. He's honestly, if they...
By the way, there's only two other guys like that. Their names are Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, right. I mean, if the All-Star game was tomorrow, Trent Grisham would be starting in center field. So
yeah.
The Padres wonder, you know, where that Trent Grisham was. The Yankees didn't have anywhere close to that last year. But yeah, Trent Grisham's found something. And, you know, I thought, you know, Jason Adam, you know, got the ball probably in the inner half where he didn't want it, but it was a changeup. And apparently, before that at bat, Grisham had not yet hit a changeup the whole season. Everything had been fastball. So the scouting report was right. The execution didn't quite work out. You're absolutely right about Dylan Cease. Tony, he not only had 9 strikeouts, which was easily his season high, but he was doing it with swing and misses, right? They couldn't find that slider. It was disappearing on them. And, you know, when he was facing Bellinger there in the seventh inning with that 1-0 lead, I think he got the 0-2 count or maybe 1-2. And, you know, I thought, I don't know, a lot of times I think along with pitchers and what I would think and what's working. And I thought he can go one of two ways here. He can either go with that disappearing slider and strike him out there, or he can, you know, buzz him with a little high heat and hope that, you know, he gets it past him. So I think Bellinger guessed. I really do. I think Bellinger guessed for the high fastball, and he got it. And I mean, that ball was above the zone, and give him credit. He put a hell of a swing on it and tied the game. But, yeah, overall, Dylan Cease was great, and that is a great thing going forward. And, you know, the question that everybody's asking, I'll tell you what it is, Tony.
What's the question?
And you're not going to be surprised by this. Now that the Padres have lost again in extra innings, should baseball think about changing the extra inning rules? Because it's too favorable, apparently, to the home team now. And, I, of course, this is an overreaction. The Padres are 0-2 in extra innings.
Is that a real thing? You seen that?
No, we're asking. The fans here are asking. They want to change because they don't think it's fair.
That's what I'm saying. Our fans are asking that.
Of course,
right now?
Yeah, of course, yes. Because the Padres didn't score in the top of the 10th inning. And, of course, apparently Mike Shildt didn't manage that very well. Although, all he got was Fernando Tatis Jr., Manny Machado, and Xander Bogaerts, all with chances to come through big time. And in this case, they all struck out. So that's baseball for you. And then the bottom of the 10th inning, it's like, well, it's unfair. Now that the Padres didn't score, the Yankees know they can sacrifice the runner over, and it's easy to score the run. Look, that's the rules. The ghost runner is there. Some people are thinking maybe we should wait, you know, a couple of innings. Let him play a couple of extra innings and then put the ghost runner out there. I am in not favor of any of that. Go play it like they're playing it right now and just, you know, start executing better than the other team or come up with a big hit. And, you know, last night it didn't happen. It's okay. Padres, I think, are fine. And they should come home 7-2 after this road trip. And I know people don't like, you know, to assume three victories. But Scraby and I are so intent right now on scouting the Rockies that we actually have their game on both of our television screens, which is overkill, if I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, we got to change one of them.
We definitely got to change this. But and they're getting blasted again, 10-1 today. In the first, they play a doubleheader, so they're going to, you know, use up all their bullpen. This is a historically bad Rocky team. They have a winning percentage right now of 167. Can compare that to last year's White Sox, who were awful, yet their percentage was 253, which is almost 100 points higher than the Rockies are doing. So if you go in there and you play any kind of decent baseball, you're going to be fine. That's my thing.
Yeah, that was also the case when they played them the first time, and everybody was all,
right,
oh, the Rockies are coming to town. And now all of a sudden, because the Padres swept them, everybody feels a little different. It's still the same thing. You got to go out. You got to play well, as they did when they played them here in San Diego. And, you know, anytime you come to Denver, it's Denver. It's Denver. It's high altitude. It's all of that. And so I based off of the way they played the last three games, I don't think there's any reason to worry that they're not going to come out and play well. But you never know. You never know.
The Rockies,
that's why you got to go out and play.
The Rockies just had a homestand.
The 9 innings of baseball.
Yeah, they had a homestand against the Braves and Reds prior to this series with Detroit. And in order, they scored two runs, three runs, one run, four runs. That's at Coors Field. So, you know, this team is a mess, and they can't score, and we know their pitching isn't going to hold anybody under four runs. So I'm kind of chalking up a three sweep here. But, look, let's go back to last night. What
Everybody
are your thoughts?
Note, this is Chris keeping
yes, I know,
this
putting
Chris
the jinx
putting
on.
You guys. This is him. It's not me.
I'm putting the jinx on. Putting the jinx on. So what do you think about the extra innings? I mean, was there anything you would do differently? Because there isn't anything I would do differently. It just didn't work last night.
No.
Right?
I wouldn't do anything different. They put themselves with a runner on third, less than two outs.
Yeah.
Opportunity to get them in. And, you know, tip your cap to Devin Williams, a dude that has been struggling. He struggled the first night. The Padres capitalized. He was better. His fastball played. His changeup was nasty. He got Manny on it. He got Toddy on it. Hey, listen, I know Devin Williams has struggled, but he's still an elite closer in the game. He's just not pitching well right now. So
right. He's got
it shouldn't be
pitches.
That much of a surprise. Right. It shouldn't be that much of a surprise that on that particular night, he was able to get it done. You watched him not get it done the first night. Second night, he came out, which was the last game of the series. He got it done, and you tip your cap. Padres put themselves in position to take the lead, just as you saw the Yankees do in their half, but they executed it a little bit better.
Yeah, Escarra got the fly ball that they needed, and I thought that, again, you know, I think he was thinking along with Estrada out there and Diaz, who was, are you going to throw a splitter with the winning run on third base? And I think Escarra, being a catcher himself for the Yankees, felt, no, I don't think they'll risk that. They probably will go fastball. And I think he had enough to, you know, get that ball to the outfield. Normally, you know, Estrada can blow that by a, you know, pinch hitting, you know, kind of weak hitting catcher. But I think Escarra did a good job of kind of thinking through the whole situation. And, you well, know, he got the fastball. He swung late, but, you know, he hit enough of it, so.
Yeah, your job is not to go up there thinking about the split. Your job in that case is to look for something up. And so whether he has a split or not is not the pitch that you're looking to hit anyway. You're looking to try to get something up in the zone. But that doesn't then mean that Jeremiah Estrada can't pitch up in the zone. I mean, you're trying to get an out there. And if you can get a weak fly ball in the infield, you're certainly gonna take that at that point. He just listen. They just did it better than the Padres did in the 10th. It's that simple.
Well, the other thing that is you know floating around is that our bullpen is tapped, and you know that's two games in a row. I know I'm joking. It's obviously that isn't floating around. I mean, look, if our fans start thinking that our bullpen is terrible, then you fans really have more issues than I thought you did. Look, they went 34 games, Tony, without losing a lead in the late innings with their bullpen. I'll take that. If we go another 34, that'll be pretty good for as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, so look, Morejon did not get the ball where he wanted it to. Wandy Peralta certainly, you know, who likes to give up ground balls, was giving up line drives. And, you know, that got away quick. I mean, that was like a blink of an eye. That was about as fast of a 10-run rally as you'll ever see. And Jason Adam is not infallible. You know, I was talking to people. The fact that the Padres lost these last two games, you know, in the eighth and ninth or whatever innings, kind of just, it underscores how incredibly good they were for the first 2 months of the season in making it seem automatic. You and I know it's never automatic, but they were so good they made it look that way. This is a reminder, it's never automatic.
I don't know that conversation even needs to be that. The Yankees are actually a good team. I don't know if people know this. They have one of the more prolific offenses in baseball. So, like, this idea that, you know, they came out of nowhere and got these runs off the Padres. No, this is kind of what they've been doing all season long. They just haven't done it as consistently. And but, yeah, the Yankees are a good team. they were in the World Series just last year. I don't keep enough people forgot about that. But, like, that's a good team. That's why everybody – that's why all three of those games were basically national games. They had one on Friday. They had one on Saturday. They had one yesterday. Why is that? Because those teams are good.
I enjoyed the games. I didn't enjoy the outcome the last two nights, but it was fun to watch
baseball.
These guys. So let's go and see see a bad team.
This is a team we're about to play. Certainly fits the description. Let's get to break on the other side. We start to break down this Padre-Rocky series on the other side. More help could be coming. Quinn and Chris.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
What's that?
All right, Tony Gwynn Jr. there in Denver, Colorado. Crisello, Matt Scraby, Odyssey Palace, San Diego. We do have 3 hours for you today ahead of our commercial-free Padre Roundtable. Coming up at 5 o'clock today, followed by the Scraby Chronicles. 6-7, Padres will start a series tomorrow with Colorado. Padres will begin play with the very excellent record of 23-13. That is currently tied with the Tigers. The Tigers have come alive. Second best in baseball. Tigers are going to actually move past that here in just a little bit. They're leading 10-1 over said Rockies in the ninth inning. And, you know, talk a little bit about, just to underscore what the Padres are up against this weekend. The Orioles have the second worst run differential in baseball. They're minus 69. That pales to the Rockies, who are minus 100. But they're the worst team in baseball by a lot. Here are the three pitchers that the Padres are going to face this weekend. Tomorrow, it's Senzatella, 1-5 with a 5.50, and the worst whip of any starter in baseball, 1.86. Saturday, young Bradley Blaylock, 0-1, 8.03. And Sunday, the veteran Germán Márquez, 0-6, 9.90. That's what you're up against. Like I said,
who was the first one?
Senzatella tomorrow night, 1-5.
Senzatella,
1-5, 5.50.
I feel like he's had good success against the Padres.
Well, so has Márquez. So has Márquez. But the first time he pitched against them, I think the final was 8-0. So, look, anything can happen, and I understand everybody's going to be, you know, worried about it. Rockies will find a little lightning in the bottle. This is a team basically of young AAA players, the Rockies, with a couple of decent ball players. One is Ezequiel Tovar, who's not playing. He's hurt. And the other is Brenton Doyle, their Gold Glove winning center fielder, who's hitting .226 and is coming off an injury. Everybody else is maybe a 4A type player would be the best way to describe these guys. And so you know, sure, they can connect once in a while. Michael Tolia has hit a couple home runs. Jordan Beck, their left fielder, has hit a couple of home runs. Hunter Goodman, their catcher. Well, though we saw what an excellent defensive catcher he is in the series here. So
you left off my man. You left off my man, McMahon.
And Ryan McMahon, the old veteran, you know, he just Ryan
the
McMahon,
old veteran.
Well, he is, and he doesn't belong there anymore. They really ought to get rid of him. But he went. He just recently finished up an 0-for-35 slump, which broke the Rockies' all-time record. I'm just saying, it's that kind of season for them. So, but look, Bud Black is not the first manager fired, Tony. That honor goes to Derek Shelton of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who was let go today after the Pirates begin the season 12-26. I love the general manager's quotes. I know there isn't much more he can say. Ben Charrington is his name in Pittsburgh, the GM, and said, Ben, Derek worked incredibly hard and sacrificed a lot over his time here. He's incredibly smart. He's curious. He's driven. I believe he was the right person for the job when he was hired, but I believe that a change is now necessary. Nowhere in Ben Charrington's
blah 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 blah.
Yeah, thank you, Scraby. Nowhere, nowhere.
I just hate these things so much.
No, me too. Me
we're
too.
We're gonna fire you and make you the CEO.
I know, make you out to be the greatest.
But yeah. you're a curious guy, yeah. Derek Shelton.
He said he's. I love that he took the tact of being, I guess, unique in saying that. I think he was the right man for the job
yes.
at the time.
Yes, I wasn't an idiot 5 years ago when I hired him. But, you know, now he's no good. And there's no mention, of course, anywhere about the fact that, you know, Joe Musgrove, Josh Bell, Talion, Garrett, I mean, on and on and on and on and on it goes with Pirates that have gotten away from that organization
about,
under Ben Charrington's watch. So,
how
you know.
About you get my man some help? Why don't you get him some players?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know who they
you
signed
go
us?
Out.
Go ahead, Tony. Sorry.
You signed McCutcheon, which was great. I think that's a great
that was
type
something.
Of signing.
Yeah. But Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier were not going to put you over the top. So
listen, they weren't. But that, you can have those guys. You still need more, though. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, those guys didn't cost you anything. So that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
We're talking about going out. And A, not having a plan, like not trading your best players away. I mean, just think of these guys that they've had in their organization. Garrett Cole has been in their organization. What's my man for the Dodgers? The pitcher.
Glasnow? No.
Glasnow started out
a
Pirate.
Yeah.
Joe Musgrove.
Yes. Yeah, we mentioned
Well,
Joe
he didn't
Musgrove.
Start a Pirate.
But he didn't start out, yeah, but he was there for a while. They've had guys, and at least pitching, but at the very least, they've had. You can't say that they haven't had it, and they have elected to move it for whatever reason. They are one of the teams notoriously in trouble for not spending any money. And, you know, they are a little bit like Oakland in this, from the standpoint of there's a lot of tradition in Pittsburgh. Like, those teams have won in the past. Like, they have players that they could be celebrating. Or, you know, they should be at least having a richer history, but they choose to go about it this way, like, all the time. And I don't think the people in Pittsburgh, like, deserve that at all.
No.
They are kind of like Denver. They come out and they watch this team, no matter what, they come out and support. But, you know, I think they've kind of reached the same point that fans of Denver have. Like, enough is enough. We're not going to keep spending money to come out here. Even when... Skeens pit. We went and watched the Skeens pit. It was probably the best day in terms of weather of the entire time we were in Pittsburgh. That place was like half full.
If you can't sell tickets when Skeens is pitching, then you just can't sell tickets.
Can you blame them? Like,
but why would you go out? I mean, other than to maybe
get
a glimpse of
it. On the way out, the bus driver was just, I mean, talking my ear off.
You loved it.
And I went out off the bus to call my wife. She wasn't answering. So I was kind of just hanging out there waiting for her to call back. And my man, I don't know if I had the kind of face that just said, hey, come put it on me in terms of your problems as a Pittsburgh Pirate fan. But he laid it all on me, man. He was going off for it was a good, I must have been out there for a good 10 minutes before I had to like, come up with a reason to kind of go back onto the bus.
Like I have to go?
So, yeah. But my point is, the people who live out there are very unhappy with the ownership. I think he started the conversation, said, do you think this will get any better? And I had to shot him straight. I was like, not until you got to get a different owner.
Yeah. I don't think this is on Derek Shelton, who by all rights was a pretty good manager. Like, he's, you know, the first couple of years, he kind of had the Pirates playing a little bit.
He did.
But, you know, you can only do so much. Just like Bud Black. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do in Colorado. I hope they don't fire Bud. But what's he supposed to do? You know, he goes out to replace his starting pitcher who lasts two innings and gives up eight runs. And then he looks out in the bullpen and there's nobody to bring in anyway.
Dick might be the only owner that really doesn't care.
Like, yeah, hopefully he doesn't.
I'm not going to fire him because it doesn't really matter at this point.
No. Anyway.
I'm going to keep spending what I'm spending and this is where we're going to be. I'm going to keep thumbing my nose up at the people who are spending money to actually make their teams better. Popping off about them.
Yeah, and my own, like you said, my own fans who continue to come to the ballpark enough to make it okay for me
make
to
it
be
worth
terrible.
My wild.
Yeah, make
right.
it worth my while. Because I really, Scraby brought, didn't get a chance to bring this up. We talked about it on the roundtable today. I don't think they addressed you on this topic. Or
you guys
ran
took
out
all,
of,
no, you guys had all the
we took all
angles.
The,
yeah.
No, but you had a good angle, which you didn't get to, which was the Rockies are not going to get better until the fans in Denver say they've had enough and completely shut it down. Until the ownership says, well, we have to do something.
The fastest way for change is to take money out of a billionaire's pockets, and then he'll pay attention.
Well, if he owns something that is he's losing money on, guess what he's going to do? He's going to get rid of it.
Well,
didn't get rid of it.
That wouldn't be a bad thing.
No, but that's the point that Scraby's making.
Yeah,
the best
right.
way to make a owner move is to stop showing up.
Ryan, they're not going to do that, though.
Ryan McMahon just whiffed. Tony, just in honor of your presence in Denver.
Uh-oh.
All right, we'll take a break.
I was just making a point.
I know.
No,
I love Ryan. No, he's not. You're right. Ryan McMahon's a legit big leaguer, but not this year. All right, we'll take a break. Bottom of the hour. We got a lot of good stuff today. The NBA playoffs keep rolling on. The Knicks are sticking it to the Celtics, and I think I don't have to ask Tony if he likes that. I know he does.
Oh, we have a good story in the 30 mile zone about Paul Pierce.
Really
good story about him.
All right, that's coming up a little later, and we're going to do our Thursday soccer interview as the SDFC's coming off a big win. We'll have that a little later. So sit back, relax, enjoy Gwen and Chris.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. You guys hear me?
Yes. You sound very low. We're having problems with Tony's unit right now.
Whoa. What?
Oh, sorry.
I mean, do you need to...
He can't hear us.
Oh, he couldn't hear you say that?
No.
Oh.
All right, hold on.
He'd be laughing heartily had he heard that slip up. Wait till I tell him what you said.
Now
might,
is it working?
You might actually need to dump that, Scraby.
No. Is there music playing in the background? Like,
yes.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you guys. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I just turned the music off. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can still hear you guys now.
Did you hear how he introduced you or what he said? He said we're having trouble with Tony's unit right now.
That why you told him he might need to dump it?
Yes. That's what he said.
You know what also I said on the round table? We were talking about our greatest athletic moments, and so I talked about the sack that I had in high school, and I said I had a really nice sack in high school, and everybody looks at me like, what?
Like a
quarterback sack? Quarterback sack. Oh.
Scraby's always good for a couple of slip-ups during the round table.
That was, yes.
You know, that was one of the questions today, Tony, and what everybody had to go through their greatest athletic achievement or greatest athletic moment. Scraby chose that particular play in a high school game.
It's the only thing I got, Chris.
Only thing you came up with, yeah. Well, I thought maybe you had a hole-in-one somewhere, but
greatest
don't have one.
Athletic moment?
So people said, what would Tony say?
Yeah.
We had a couple of guesses, but I don't want to... what would you come up with if you had a minute to think of that? Or
I don't know, like greatest athletic moment.
Like
we're talking about the moment. Obviously, you know, people think about the triple off.
Yes, we mentioned that, of course.
But I did hit a half court shot.
Oh, I got it.
To win it.
Yeah.
My very last high school basketball game my life.
Chris
said
that.
That's
what I guessed.
Chris
that's what
that.
I guessed you'd go with.
I think I have to put that one at the
that's
top.
That's got
for
to
me.
Be. You're carried off
against,
the court.
Against our rival at that? Yeah. Against Ranch Bernard? Yeah, I think that's
you're carried up. You carry the guy off the court, man. That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I forgot to ask, gentlemen, where are we going right here?
Well, there's a few things we can go to. And I have a hard-hitting topic I wanted to broach. And I don't know that you are aware of this or even have thought about it, but these are the kind of things that keep me up at night.
Yeah, you know, Jesse actually mentioned this specific...
Did he actually
not what you were about to say, but he mentioned the uniforms the other day.
Okay. Well, here's my question, Tony. Maybe you know, or maybe no one said a word about it, and it's just one of these things. I'm wondering what has happened to the visiting Brown jerseys. The Padres, and I looked this up, I took the time to go back through and look at a photo from every game. They have worn their pinstripe alternate road jerseys 8 consecutive games now. The last time they wore the Browns was a Monday or Tuesday in Detroit, the first game of that series. They've only worn the Brown jerseys 4 times all year. They've worn the other ones 14 times out of their road games. Has anybody said anything, or has this just happened and, you know, it's not a thing?
I think they're 1-3 in
they
those
are.
Jerseys.
They're 1-3 in the brown, and they're 8-6 on the other one. So
yeah, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
Do you?
I know Vasquez. I think Vasquez tried to wear it twice. He had a
right. He's done it
he
twice.
Had a good outing. And he had a really bad one.
Okay. Yeah. Cease so has done it once, and Pavetta's done it once. Those are the four games.
And I think they all who won in it?
The one game they won was the 3-2 Sunday game in Houston. I believe Cease started, but he didn't pitch great. I think he went five innings, and he didn't pitch great. Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do. I honestly think that has a lot to do with it.
Because the starting pitcher decides, right?
Yes, Darv is a guy that wears the brown.
He likes
pretty
the brown
consistently. I think he likes it. I don't know that everybody else likes it, and you're not getting wins in it, and so it's been put on. It gets put on the shelf.
It's been put on hold. Yeah, these are things that, like I said, they keep me, you know, get me up early to look it up.
That goes back to if you go back, they don't wear the browns very often, and I think. I don't think everybody likes them. I think that's one of the first things. But
right.
I also think they don't have the best record at the Browns.
Yeah. Well, I think to me it would be if I was, because the pitcher gets to decide. The starting pitcher does get to decide. That is not, from what I understand, it's not any other influence there. And if I was the pitcher, I don't know, but it would be whatever jersey I felt comfortable in.
Right.
I wouldn't even be a question mark for me. Yep. And as soon as I picked out the one I liked, that's what I'd wear every time. I wouldn't like mess
I know
with
they're,
it.
I know they're all supposed to be made out of the same material, but there are certain uniforms that just they feel different.
Yeah. Yeah. San Diego State, we had like four different uniforms, and it felt like maybe two of them I pitched great, and the other two I couldn't wait to get out of the game.
Did you pitch
weird.
Like
you know?
I like when I'm working out or playing golf, I like a bigger shirt so I have
loose.
Room.
Yeah.
Would
loose.
You be like a quad XL shirt
I would
pitcher
be.
Guy?
Yeah, I would look like Bartolo Colon out there.
The fashion in baseball is so funny. I was going through some of my old kind of tape.
Yeah.
And I can like completely see when I was overdoing a style like, way too much. And then I can see how I matured as I got older and like didn't necessarily like it. Like the first year I had enough goal to be like, you know what? I want my sleeves an extra 2 inches long or
really?
my pants.
You got that in depth with it. I did.
My sleeves would come past my elbow. And I'm looking at my jersey and it's just like, man, you look like a slouch right now. You don't. And then as I got older, you started to tighten it up a little bit. It's not as big. You know, it's just a maturity thing, man.
Prince Fielder had one of the most baggy uniforms I think I've ever seen.
We were abused in minor leagues. We couldn't have any, like, our pants were like painted on. And so
you didn't get a choice, right? You got what they gave you. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't get a choice until you got to the 40-man roster. Once you got to the 40-man roster, you go to the big league side, right?
That's gonna be a big deal.
You walk in, they got you, they measure you, you get your pants how you want it. Let's say you get sent down. You know what we did? We took those same big league pants, took them on down to minor league. Hey, seamstress, we'll take them, take the piping off, put the minor league stuff on there. We have our pants done.
Wow.
But you couldn't get there until you got to the 40 man. And so until then, you were stuck in these painters that you couldn't wear them long because they were the coach's cut, which means they stop it like your calf, or you had to wear them high. And they were so tight that I think we just, when we got the chance to get our own pants, we just went buck wild.
I love that.
Well, here's the funny thing. No fan has ever thought of any of this. But it's the most important thing probably to a player other than their salary is how uniform feels.
No doubt.
It's a big thing.
No doubt.
So, you know, this isn't – we're talking about something that may not mean a lot to everybody out there, but, you know, believe it when the player –
If the uniform ain't right, you ain't playing good.
You're not going to play
right.
It's just
bottom line.
That's so true. If you told Fernando – and correct me if I'm wrong, but he's one of the ones that wears the long pants that go all the way down to the ground, right? Fernando?
No, his pants are pretty tight. He's
tapered. He's got his pants tailored right at the ankle.
Right at the ankle. Thank you.
Manny's pants are baggy.
Okay, but no.
Manny's the remaining old school guy in the league right now.
That's what I was going to say. If somebody told Fernando, you got to wear your pants just over your knee like they used to, Fernando would be like, I can't play today. I'm out.
And I guarantee you, if you told Manny, hey, man, you got to wear Toddy's, you know, kind of cut today. Yeah. He'd be like, no shot.
I
can't play like that.
Not playing. Yeah, it's interesting.
That is really funny.
But it's not funny to me.
It makes
perfect sense to me.
It's like the time they bought shirts for us to wear way back when, like 7 years ago, and they ordered me an XL when I'm not an XL. So every time I put it on, I just felt like I was a stuffed sausage.
This was no shot. Yeah.
No good. Here's another interesting note that actually has to do with the Padres and the race in the NL West. I've heard a lot of people, not this weekend, but after the Padres swept the Pirates, I've heard a lot of are the Padres really that good? They haven't played a very good schedule. You know, that whole thing, right? Okay,
yeah.
Exactly. So I went to look this up and said, okay, well, let's see. Have they played a good schedule or not? Let's see what the facts, let's fact check this. And here's what I came up with. The Padres have played 36 games so far, 23 against winning records, and 13 against losing teams. So, that's a pretty good schedule. And here's the comparison. The Dodgers, out of their 37 games, only 13 have been against winning teams, 24 against losing teams. So
they've had
completely
the Marlins twice already, haven't they?
Yeah, they're completely flopped. The Dodgers' schedule has been, easy. The Padres has been much harder. Giants has been a little harder than the Padres even under those qualifications. But anyway, look, the Dodgers, you're right, Tony, they played a very easy schedule. And I was looking at the Dodgers situation. I know they're unbeatable and, everybody's, seems like they've already ceded the division to the Dodgers and they're the greatest team ever. But you've got Max Muncy right now with one home run hitting 177. 43 strikeouts and 113 at-bats. That's almost one every three times up, or maybe more than one every three. Michael Conforto is hitting 139. He's in an 0-for-30-something slump right now. He struck out 40 times and 108 at-bats. That's 40% of the time he's striking out. That's two of their starters in the offensive side. Teoscar Hernandez is now out basically indefinitely with this groin strain. They don't have any idea when he's going to be back. That's one third of their lineup. Okay. Now you look at their pitching. We've already gone through, but everybody knows Blake Snell is out. We know that Glasnow is out. Sasaki finally got his first win. And then the bullpen is getting beaten up badly. Trinan's out. Kopech is out. And now Evan Phillips is out. I know that it says Dodgers across the front of their uniform, but that's a team that I think can be had right now, Tony. And I think you got to dig in here and see if you can't make some hay while they're hurting a little bit.
This is why it was crazy for everybody to go into like depression mode when they're out signing all these people, because baseball is still baseball. Like over a course of 162 games, a lot of these guys' track record is going to reveal itself. And a lot of these guys have dealt with... Is that me? That's not me.
It's either you... Oh, either
in the world
I
is
hope
going on?
Either they're... Look over your shoulder, Tony.
Ghost.
There might be a tornado coming. I'm a little worried here.
Which, by the way, Chris is very proud of you for making your bed, because I have to tell Chris to make his bed when he does stuff for
my own. Listen, don't give me any credit. I went downstairs to eat. I came back up to help. I already done my
room. That's good for you.
So
yeah, good. Okay.
That has nothing to do with me.
I was going
to
say, that looked like a made bed, not a
made
bed.
Dude, first of all, I'm claustrophobic. I would not have my stuff that tucked in. I would lose my mind being in those blankets.
Yeah.
What was I saying before the tornado crashed us?
Well, you're just
talking about the Dodgers and people were freaking out.
Yeah. I mean, this is people, all of these guys who have been banged up, maybe with the exception of Teoscar, have had some form of injury. I don't want to say history, but times of the year where they are out, right? And so, this is part of the reason why the Dodgers signed as many guys as they did, because they have consistently had these type of issues at one point or another in the year. And so they have the money to go out and have extra guys, but they're all of them getting hurt right now. And so that's why it's so important for the Padres just to keep doing what they're doing. They don't even need to worry about the Dodgers.
No.
Just keep, especially since you don't play them until June anyway.
No,
like, kidding. So why worry about them? Just go out and continue to keep putting the body of work that you've put together.
Yeah. The Dodgers finally play a series.
Yep, Diamondbacks
in the division
today.
Starting today. Yes. They're in Arizona for a 4-game series. The only team the Dodgers have played in the division so far is the Rockies. The Padres have played the Rockies and the quick 2-gamer against the Giants. But there have not been many matchups between the four teams yet. Tonight you do get the Dodgers in Arizona for a 4-game set. So,
part of the other thing is, in terms of that argument that the Padres hadn't played anybody, I mean, they played the Astros, who are currently underneath 500, but that's a good ball club that
right.
they have there. They played the Rays. They played the Rays that came in there and whooped on the Padres. That's not a bad team. We saw them against us. We saw the prize, and they were under 500 when the Padres played them earlier. And so, you know, the schedule's the schedule. You don't get to make it, and that goes for the Dodgers too. They didn't make it so that they had an easier schedule at the beginning. But you got to go out and, you know, beat up who you beat up.
Scraby would have you believe that the Dodgers did have an impact on
who
they got
set
to play
that up,
early.
Huh?
Yeah.
I got you.
He's
been complaining all week about,
wants
I can't
them
believe
to have
they're
a
playing
record.
The Marlins again.
They can't have the Dodgers start 500 through 40 games. They have to have them start 30
it.
And 10.
Okay. Well, there you go, Tony.
I mean, I literally saw a fan of the Dodgers complaining that no one talks about Shohei Ohtani's great season so far. And I'm like, huh?
Well,
every time he sneezes, it makes news.
I think MLB is highly aware that people were feeling some type of way during the postseason when they had that little pop-up doll popping up.
That was too much.
Hold on.
That was too much.
This one?
Oh, you can't. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I want to see it.
17 batters away.
That was so annoying. That was bad.
I think Major League Baseball is very aware that people felt rubbing people the wrong way, for sure.
That was too much.
At least they were reading the writing on the wall there.
Yeah.
But then they started putting up other players. It's like, no, you can't do this.
Yeah, I thought they might do it. I did think they would at least do it for Aaron Judge, but they never did.
They did later.
That was one of the best memes going when, like, yeah. Ohtani was popping up in football games and, like, different things. People had a good time with that one.
Yeah, it was like, Mom, when's dinner ready? And then it pops up with Shohei saying, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah. And while we have a second, I want to bring up unless you got something, Tony, before we
no,
get,
no, go ahead.
I just want to bring up this crazy thing, and I brought it up a few times, but it's starting to bug me now. The fact that the Padres somehow have not hit a 3-run homer or a grand slam yet. We are now up to 175 at-bats or plate appearances without the Padres having yet done that. And in Major League Baseball, there's been 172 3-run homers plus grand slams. So people are hitting them. I don't know how to couch this other than to say, maybe it's impressive that we have the record we do without any of these big hits, because these win games, 3-run homers, grand slams and stuff. And the Padres are always known for being Slam Diego. And right now they're the only team in baseball that doesn't have a grand slam or a 3-run homer.
They were known for Slam Diego one year. I know.
Yeah,
it was
but
like
people
a hot, catchy thing.
Look, let me tell you something.
The dream
when, they
is done, Chris.
When they hit their first grand slam this year, people are going, oh, Slam Diego.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're going to do it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a thing. I mean,
okay.
The Padres are winning games. They have, as you already noted, tied for the second best record in baseball. To be complaining about not having 3-run homer when you got 25, 23 wins.
Yeah. But I look at it every time they get two men on. I'm like, all right, come on. This is the time.
We all know Jackson's going to
be
the
one. I'll be happy when it happens.
Yeah.
If it happens. It might not happen. They might win 100 games and still not hit a 3-run
Never hit
homer.
A 3-run homer. That
would
be
fine with me. If they win 100 games, I do not care.
No, it doesn't matter how they do
games,
it.
Not hit another 3-run homer all year.
That would be That'd pretty be crazy.
Frankie on the chat says, I heard Ohtani came in second place for Pope this morning.
He might have.
I don't think he came in second, but I know he's two Popes away.
Yes.
So. And by the way, Scraby, you should be poking fun at me today because at the Vatican, yes, there was white smoke coming out the chimney.
The chimney. We're going to have to. You know what? I'm going to force that opening for the next rejoin because it makes sense.
They finally had some white smoke coming out of the chimney today.
Is it weird that it bothers me that they still do that?
What? The smoke?
Why does that bother you?
A little tradition?
We're
never
not
heard anybody?
In 1412 anymore.
Oh, brother,
but they were just doing it in 1412. They've been doing it for a very long time. Why does that bother you?
I don't know. I asked the question because I knew kind of the answer. All right, I'm going to withdraw that from the show. Withdraw from the show.
Let's get to break.
Don't be bothered by chimneys.
We've got a Daily Gambit coming your way. I'm in a very happy mood. I mean, kind of. And I'll explain it to you on the other side. One of my most hated teams is down 0-2, but there's a catch to it. We'll get to it on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.